I'm over now. Sorry about that.
Sorry, I was having difficulties with my line.
Oh, thank you, Mario.
You're welcome. Hey, Chris, how you doing, brother?
How you doing today?
You know what? It's like, you know, as we say, another day in paradise, brother.
Yeah.
Chris, I'm going to try to be very straight to the point here with you. I like to be very mindful and respectful of people's time, so I'm going to be very, you know, just straight to the point. I know that you've had, according to Tara's notes, you've had some trust issues with, you know, so many calls that you're getting from different people in reference to this.
Yes.
So far and foremost, let me send over, you know, just so you can have a sense of trust, I suppose. Let me send over my information, our company info. I'll text
it to you. What happened was, like you said, when she called, this is like, I told her, this is like the third call I had today about advertising on Google. And I was like, I never had that, you know. Because like I said, a lot of people be calling, they be doing like, trying to get your information. I don't give out my information anyway, so. But I always take the call regardless. I don't know who it is, you know.
Okay.
So, and when you got like I told her, this is the third call that called me about, I'm like putting something on Google, and I was like, huh? I'm like, I never heard of like anybody call me about this particular thing. So.
Okay. Can you verify the number that we're calling? I just want to make sure we have that correct so I can send you that information.
It's 877-625.
No, your number, brother. Your number.
You're calling my number, 404-931-1487.
You know, it's funny because you were telling it to me and I'm typing it in and I was like, that seems like my number.
Yeah. I thought
I was like, what are the chances we have the same number? I'm just kidding here. Okay. All right, give me a second here. I'm going to send you my information with our company info. Let me also send you our website, so if you want to look into that. And then I'm going to also send to you our credentials with Google that shows that we are a premier channel partner to them for over 20 years, you know, just to give you a little bit more sense of trust there, brother. But anyhow, I don't want to take a lot of your time, Chris. I do want to ask you just very straightforward and direct. Are you in a position right now where, you know, if you get more calls from the Google platform, can you handle more business?
Oh, yes.
Okay, perfect. And then Epidemic Home Services, what exactly do you specialize in, brother?
We remodel houses, and we also do inspections. We actually license insurance and justice, but we don't offer that on our business, but we do remodels.
Remodels, okay. And then what city and what city are you working out of?
Right now, we're working out of Decatur, Georgia.
Okay. So this is what we would do. We're proposing to place Epidemic Home Services LLC within Google's first page right alongside of like VKY Renovations, YMH Construction, Intown, Craftsman, Copper Sky Remodeling, Pine Hill Remodeling, First Choice, Sterling Works, and Affordable Remodeling. Not sure if you heard of any of these companies before, Chris.
Not really.
Okay.
So many companies out here in Georgia that... Like
right. Well, they're the locals in Decatur and the surrounding cities. I mean, they do the same thing you do. The only difference is that they're paying to be promoted on Google's first page, and that's how they're capturing all the work. So... That's okay. Where we would be placing Epidemic Home Services is on Google's first page. Now, have you built a website for the company, Chris, or you guys haven't done that yet?
Yeah, we have a website. We just took it down for a minute. We were doing, adding some stuff to it and doing some other things.
Okay, but you have your own website.
Put it back up. Yes.
Okay, okay. And is that domain yours, the domain to the website? You own it?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. The reason that I'm asking, and I'm just going to be straight with you, brother, it's good to have a website because the websites, you know, are meant to generate more traffic. But, you know, if your website is not being promoted and placed in front of the customers when the customers are looking for the services that you offer, then it really defeats the purpose of having a website. So what we would do is that we would place your website also on Google's first page, right? So when people are looking for the services that you're rendering, they'll be able to navigate through your website as well. Okay. How about social media, Chris? Are you guys on any type of social media?
Not really.
Okay. Reason that I'm asking
see,
is
what
that...
We did, see, a lot of times, like, even with this particular part of the business, we do a lot of contracting with a lot of companies that buy houses, properties.
Right? Okay. Okay.
I know you heard of Blackstone, right?
Right, right, okay.
Yeah, we do a lot of work with them. We do a lot of their properties for them.
Okay, okay. The reason that I was asking you about social media is because we will also work hand by hand with Facebook since Facebook is associated with Google. We would help build a business profile for Epidemic Home Services on Facebook, and then we would run ads on Facebook for the company as well. Okay, that's already included with the service. We don't charge you additional for that. Okay.
Okay.
On top of that, we would also list you through Apple, you know, for anyone that uses an iPhone to do searches on Safari. We would also list you guys on Apple Maps. Okay. So the pricing that we manage, Chris, to get you on Google's first page and, you know, send work your way, you know, open up those opportunities through Google, it's $249 a month, and there's no contract. Okay. It's a flat rate. So, on Google, it does not matter how many calls you get, how many leads, how many people click on your profile. You would only pay $249 monthly, and regardless of, like I said, how many jobs you land, that amount is never going to change. Okay? And because it's not a contract, you guys have the right to stop or cancel the service at any time if you're not happy. Okay, but, I mean, let's be honest. If we're keeping you busy, I mean, this is the first page of Google. If we're keeping you busy, I don't see you wanting to cancel. Because here's the bottom line. At the end of the day, what matters are results. Right?
Yes.
You know, I can sit here and paint everything very nice and, you know, be like other companies and tell you that you're going to have these many leads and you're going to have this much work. At the end of the day, if things are not working, you're just going to leave the business and find somebody else to do this. So that's not what we're looking for. We're looking to establish a long-term relationship with Epidemic Home Services. And we know that the only way to accomplish that is by making sure that we're providing, you know, enough work for you to not only be profitable, but to be able to pay that monthly service. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, that's why I asked from the beginning, I mean, if you were open to accepting new clients. So, I mean, based on everything, I mean, you are an ideal candidate to place the company on Google's first page. Now, is your work strictly, are you doing residential, commercial, or you're open for both, or how are you operating?
We really do residential.
Mostly residential? Okay. Great.
Yes.
And then, your name is Chris. What's your last name, Chris?
Green.
Green. Okay. Do you have an email address, brother?
Info at Epidemic Services. Info at Epidemic Services. That's E-P-I-D-E MICSERVICES, Epidemic Services, all one word, .com.
This is Jamon, too. She's the one who used to take out the paperwork and do that part of the business.
Oh, okay, okay. You said your name is Jamar?
Siobhan, S-H-A.
Oh, Siobhan, my apologies. G-O-N-E. My apologies.
Yes, no problem.
Well, hello, Siobhan. How are you?
Hey, good yourself?
Pretty good, pretty good. Sounds like you're the real boss. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
I'm just kidding. You know, it's funny because I normally when they ask me something, they're like, oh, so can you make the final decision or purchasing? And I'm like, yeah, of course. You know, I'm the one that, you know, I'm the one. And then when it comes down to it, I'm always like, hey, honey, what do you think about this?
Right.
You know, and can we go ahead and do it? And it's like, yay or nay, right? And it's always like, then I come back and I'm be like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do it. And they never suspect that I put them on hold to ask the wife, you know? Okay, perfect. Now, Chris, what days and what times would you guys like it to show on Google that you guys are open for business to take calls from customers? Because keep in mind now, you guys will be listed on that first page. So the calls will start coming in once you guys are up there. So what days and what times would you guys be available to take those calls?
That's Monday through Friday, 9 to 6.
Monday, Friday, 9 a.m.
9 to 7.
Okay, 9 a.m., 7 p.m. Okay. Perfect. All righty, bear with me here one quick second. Okay. And then how far would you say that you guys are willing to travel for a new customer outside Decor?
About 20 miles.
20 miles, okay. Bear with me one second. Let me just get that right there. 20 miles. Okay. And right now, it's just the two of you guys working, or how are you guys operating right now? So let's say, you know, that a job is a little bit on the bigger end, right? Do you guys would you guys be able to complete the work, or I mean, you know?
Yeah, we have contractors.
Okay, that's what I was trying to get to. Okay. Okay, perfect.
We have a lot of subcontractors to work for. Like I said, we do roofs, driveways, we do pretty much, we do everything to go through with a house that need to be done. We have a lot of subcontractors that work with us.
Awesome. Okay, so, okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, perfect. So then, completing the work, I mean, wouldn't be a challenge since you guys have the contractors. And here's the good thing about that. I didn't know that you guys were subbing, right? So the good thing about Google is that we can list all those keywords, right, like roofing, flooring, remodeling, drywall, siding, I mean, whatever you guys do. So the moment that somebody types in one of those keywords on Google, Epidemic Home Services is going to pop as one of those top recommended companies because you provide that service, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me here one second. Okay, and what is the name of the Facebook page that you guys currently have? Is it under Epidemic Home Services, or what is it listed under?
I believe it is. I think we started one under Epidemic Home Services.
Okay, because I couldn't find one online. If you guys don't have one, we can always assist in building one, which will be a business profile one. Yeah, so that'll be better, in my opinion, you know, so it can look a lot more professional.
I definitely would like that.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Now, what's the name of the website that you guys currently have?
I have to go back and look, actually, because we haven't had it that long, and I need to go ahead and put it back up. So is that, can I get back with you?
Let me ask a question. Are you guys, you know, happy with that website that you guys have? And the only reason I'm asking that, Chris, and Shivani, is that part of the service, and under that same $249 per month, we can build the company a website if you guys need us to, and we wouldn't charge you anything additional. Okay. And the websites that we work with are very nice and professional, actually. You know, so just as a heads up, right? So here, I'll send you a text message so you can take a look at what I'm referring to as far as the website. So if your website is under maintenance, or, you know, you guys are not operating it at this moment, I would suggest to allow us to build one for you, and then we can list that on Google's first page, right? And then you guys will have access to it as well, where if you guys want to make changes or you guys want to add pictures, we're going to give you access to that. And here's the best portion of this that I like to share with all my clients is that, let's say at any point down the line, you guys, for whatever reason, decide to part ways with us. You guys will be able to have domain rights to that website for $99. We are required to sell you the domain, and you only pay the $99 one time. That's if you ever decide to leave the company. Okay.
Okay, so great.
It's a very good thing to know. And the other thing is that the profile that we built through Google, the GBP, that is also going to stand if you guys ever part ways. We're not allowed to eliminate that. And I only say that because a lot of companies, they like to use that as like a tool to keep you with them, right? Like say, hey, if you leave, we're going to eliminate everything. We don't do that because we work under Google guidelines, just so you know.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Siobhan, are you guys taking pictures of the work that you guys do?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And I'm only asking that because we can put those on the site and on Google, okay? Just for your reference, everything that I'm talking to you about, Siobhan, I did email that so you guys can have it in writing only because, you know, Chris did mention that he, you know, had some bad experiences, you know, with people trying to pull his leg and so forth. So I want to make sure that, you know, you guys know you're dealing with a very legitimate company. We've been around for over 20 years as premier channel partners to Google. And we would never put our company's reputation on the line over $240. I'll tell you that much. You know, so I did send that to you in writing, so you can have it in writing exactly what, you know, we would be delivering. Now, tomorrow is Wednesday, guys. You will get a courtesy call from our IT department. Our IT guys, these are the guys that, IT, you know, they're the ones that will build the website. They'll put you on Google, do the Facebook. What time tomorrow would you guys have about 30 minutes to spare?
Tomorrow, Wednesday. About 12.
Oh, okay. Let me just make sure.
You know what? Make it 2. I'm sorry. Make it 2 o'clock. I think that would be better.
Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. Here, let me just double check. Make sure I have that available. Okay, I do have a 2 p.m. open. That'll be fine?
That's fine.
Okay.
Can you take my number as well?
Yes, I was just going to ask that. Can I add you on the account, Siobhan, as an authorized party that you can also make changes and decisions on the account?
Yes, please.
Okay. And your first name is S-H. Can you spell it for me?
S-H-A, V as in Victor, O-N-N-E.
Your last name?
Ochoa, O-C-H-O-A.
Ochoa, I got family members with your last name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, are you Spanish? Are you Spanish speaking, Siobhan, or no?
No, my ex-husband.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up. Okay.
Oh, no problem.
Okay. And your phone number, Siobhan?
678. 357-5898.
All right, give me a second. Let me put you on the account here as an authorized person.
Okay.
Perfect. I'm almost done here, guys. Thank you for being patient, and I promise you guys are going to going to really enjoy Google services. And it's not about liking the service. It's about staying busy at the end of the day. That's what matters.
Exactly.
Okay. I need to create a password for the account, Chris and Siobhan. This is in case you guys ever call us, you wanted to make a change on Google. We have to verify that we're speaking with only you two. So there's three questions. You guys can choose one. Whichever one you choose will be the password to the account. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
Pet's name.
Pet's name. Okay, and what is that?
Tango. T-A-N-G-O.
Okay. Great. Alrighty. Okay, and then I'm sorry that I'm asking this question again, Chris and Siobhan. I apologize. The system just prompted me to verify once again. If you guys start receiving calls from the platform on Google, you guys are able to handle more business, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And the email address that you provided, Siobhan, you do have access to that, correct? The info at epidemicservices.com. Okay, perfect. You're going to get the confirmation there. Okay, perfect. You're going to get the rest of the confirmations coming your way. Now, there's two separate ways that the company allows us to, you know, place you guys on the first page to get the ball rolling where you guys can satisfy the monthly service price of the $249. You can either take care of it with a company card, if you guys have a company card available, or you can use a personal card to take care of the payment. Which would you prefer?
Company card.
Company card. Okay, because we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, the card has to match identically on the name, or else our system will reject it. So does the card say Epidemic Home Services LLC, or does it not have the LLC on the card?
Hold on one second. No, it just says Epidemic Home SEV. Services not spelled out.
Okay. Epidemic Home and then
SEV.
SEV. S as in Sam, E as in Edward, V as in Victor. Okay. And then the name on the card, is this yours, Siobhan, or is this is Chris?
It's mine.
Yours, okay.
Could you hold on, hold on 1 minute, please?
Yeah, go ahead, absolutely.
Could you, okay. Hello?
I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's another person just called me about. I guess they called Chubbs or something like that.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you guys. The reason that you guys are getting the calls is that when a position opens up on the first page of Google, you guys will get calls throughout the channel partners of Google to get that filled in. So once we fill this in with your, you know, with Epidemic Home Services, you're going to see that the calls are going to stop. So don't worry about the calls anymore.
Right? Okay, okay.
And I apologize for that. It's just because the position is open, and our job as premier channel partners is to get that filled in. So the way that Google operates is that Google doesn't really – I mean, they want to have a company that's reputable, but they don't really care what company is on there as long as there's no empty spots on the first page, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was telling you, the previous caller. I got like three calls this morning about this Google thing. I'm like, yo, why all of a sudden they calling me, you know? So when I was telling her, she's like, yeah, she said, because they just got an opening on the Google first page.
Yeah, we're going to fill it in that spot with Epidemic Home Services, so you'll see the calls will come to a subsite. So don't worry about that, guys. Now, Siobhan, okay. Do you have a middle initial on the card, or there's no middle initial?
No middle initial.
Oh, perfect. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
American Express.
Amex. Okay. Bear with me here one quick second. Whenever you're ready, you can provide the numbers, and then I'm going to get that confirmation over to your email.
Okay, 37-67-47-48-26-52-015.
Okay. Expiration date?
8/29.
Okay, that's going to be August 2029. And then the security code on American Express is going to be 4 digits in front of the card.
8682.
Okay. Bear with me one second, Ms. Ochoa and Mr. Green, while I verify that the card that you provided is a valid one. I'm just going to run it through our system, make sure it's good to go. Oh, one last thing. I'm so sorry I didn't verify this. What is the billing address associated with the card?
30035.
The billing address. I think you're giving me a zip code.
Oh, the address. I'm sorry. 2410.
Okay.
Park Central Boulevard.
Okay. And then I have a zip code that came up for me. Siobhan, it shows 3003. Okay, that's what you gave me. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I see that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. All right, guys. Stand by for me one quick second here. Let me go ahead and get this processed. The last thing, Siobhan, I just have to read our disclosure to you, which is about 30 seconds, and then we'll wrap things up for tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Okay.
Thank you for choosing Local Splash here as a premier channel partner to Google. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification. The reason behind this is that I do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there is any questions whatsoever that either of you have, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to clarify this for you, okay? For the record, this call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To make sure that I do have everything correct, Siobhan, can you please verify the name of the company for me?
Epidemic Home Services.
Okay, it shows LLC. Is that fine?
LLC, yes. That's correct, oh. Yes.
Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
Siobhan Ochoa, CFO.
CFO, thank you very much. You are an authorized person to initiate services on behalf of Epidemic Home Services, LLC, correct?
Correct.
You are an authorized party on the credit card that you provided today, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, we ask that you're also involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask that if both of you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Correct.
Hiring Local Splash as a premier channel partner to Google, we will be your certified marketing representatives as of today. The payment for $249 has been processed today, which is May 13th. Your next payment will not be due until June 13th. And keep in mind that the $249 is always going to be the flat rate. That is never going to change. Also, Chris and Siobhan, keep in mind that this is not a contract. You guys do have the right to stop or cancel the service at any time after the first month if you guys are not happy, okay?
Okay.
I don't think that's going to be the case, but I have to let you know that you always have that right, right? You have the right to do that at any time, you know, whether it's, you know, 3 months from now or 3 years from now, because this is not a contract, okay? All right, so
okay.
Bear with me here one second. Let me just go ahead and complete this. In a second, Siobhan, you're also going to get emails, obviously, with the confirmation. You're going to get emails saying welcome to the company. The first email that you receive, aside from the one I send you today, is going to be your invoice. It's going to say Local Splash Invoice. On that email, there's going to be three little boxes that you have to check in, which says that you give us permission to call or text you when we need to, that the card that you used today was yours and that you're the authorized person to use this card, and that the next payment will be done recurring on June 13th. And then right underneath that, you're going to see your name. Now, there's two things. I can walk you through this. It takes about maybe 2 minutes to get that signed. What that's going to do, it's going to do two different things. It's going to allow us to lock in that $249 rate for you as long as you're with us, and it's going to give you guys access to our dashboard. The dashboard is where you guys will be able to see how many people are clicking on the Google profile, how many calls are being generated from Google, how many people are looking at your profile. Everything that we're able to look at the back end, Siobhan and Chris, we're going to give you guys access to that. Okay?
Okay.
So if you have 2 minutes, I can walk you through so you can get those boxes filled in, or if you want, you can do that later. I normally like to help the customers that I speak with only because that way when you get a call from the IT department tomorrow, it'll save you about 10 or 15 minutes on the phone because they're going to ask you to do that anyway. So you let me know if you want to do that now or you want to do that later at your own time.
We can do it now.
Yeah, so I was just going to say that if you're able to get it out the way, let's do it now so, you know, you don't have to deal with that tomorrow. So, all right, bear with me 1 second. Okay. I'm just getting everything processed. Give it about 1 minute. And also just do me a favor. Chris, who's going to take the call from the IT guys? Is it going to be Chris or Siobhan?
Probably be me.
You, okay. Perfect. All right, let me put a note on here. Okay. And then I'm assuming that I can call the 678-357 number then, Siobhan?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. All right, can you go into your emails? I think you probably got the first one already. Yep, you did.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to say local / initial invoice. When you open that up, it's going to say, hello, Chris. Thank you for choosing local /. Your invoice is located below. What we're looking for here, Siobhan, it says, please click here to accept subscription terms. So that's, let me know when you see that and when you click on it, please.
Okay, already done. I checked the three boxes.
Oh,
I'm not gonna. I'm signing my name. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. Your name, because you're the card holder, man. You're way ahead of me. Okay. Yeah. So you have to put your name exactly as it shows, and then you'll hit confirm. If it doesn't let you do it, you just got to turn your phone sideways. I've learned that throughout the time that customers, like, I can't push it, so they turn their phone sideways, and then if you did it correctly,
right,
it's gonna take you to another screen that says, "Thank you for choosing Local Splash." It's gonna ask you for a username and password.
Okay.
Are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, perfect. So what you had to do, you're already set, Siobhan and Chris, the password and the username will be provided from our IT guys and operations team tomorrow. So let me just be the first one to say to both of you, welcome on board. You know, here where we're, you know, we will render Google services. I think you both are going to be pretty happy. Keep in mind that the first platforms, you know, to get the website, get you guys on, get the Facebook, get the Apple done, takes us anywhere from 7 days minimum to 14 days maximum. So just be a little patient with that. You know, we will get the ball rolling. Just do me a huge favor, guys. Please make sure that you guys do not miss the phone call tomorrow at 2 p.m., Siobhan. Only because if you miss that call, then I would have to reschedule it. And sometimes it can take a day or two if our IT guys are very busy. And I don't want there to be any delay because the first month is already paid for. So, you know, the sooner we get it done, the better. So, again, you know, welcome on board, both of you guys. Like I told you earlier, we want to establish a long-term relationship with Epidemic Home Service. And the only way of doing that is to prove to you guys that our services are very worthy. And I think you guys are going to be very happy with Google services. Again, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow at 2 p.m. I don't know if Chris can hear me, but welcome on board as well, Chris. Thank you very much. And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Okay, thank you,
Marco.
No, thank you. All right, you guys have it. Chris, it's Mario, but I'll take Marco. That's good enough.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
You gave me my own phone number earlier, now you call me Marco. Chris, what's going on, brother?
I'm sorry about that,
brother. You're good, brother. You guys have a wonderful and blessed rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye now.